This is Fresh Air. One of the most eagerly awaited films of the year is Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, the latest adaptation of the F. Scott Fitzgerald Jazz Age novel about love and death and money. Leonardo DiCaprio plays the mysterious lovelorn Jay Gatsby, and the cast also includes Carey Mulligan and Tobey Maguire. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
While I was watching Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge back in 2001, I had the oddest experience. Someone's cell phone rang, and instead of getting annoyed, I was relieved. The movie's bombardment was so relentless, so suffocating, that I thrilled to a signal from the outside world. Therefore, I admit to approaching Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, which is in 3D no less, with dread. Here was one of my least favorite directors taking on one of my favorite novels. Well, the movie is loud and obvious and heavy-handed, but not the desecration I feared. It's more like a cartoony Broadway musical version of Gatsby, in which no one, alas, sings. But F. Scott Fitzgerald's original can handle the vulgarity. For all the novel's polish, it is vulgar. Fitzgerald sees through the riotous hedonism of the 1920s, but he's also magnetized, in love with it. And I prefer Luhrmann's show-offy palette to the genteel approach of the last Gatsby movie in 1974, in which a dim Robert Redford pretended to yearn for a blank Mia Farrow. It's too bad Luhrmann has a framing device that's amazingly inane. The 20s are over, and the youngish narrator, apprentice bond trader Nick Carraway, is in rehab. He's writing a memoir, overseen by an eager shrink, and as Fitzgerald's words emerge from his typewriter, they often drift across the screen, and in 3D, into our faces. Oy. If you don't know the plot, Nick, played by Tobey Maguire, rents the dilapidated house next to the North Shore Long Island mansion of the mysterious Jay Gatsby, who throws outlandishly extravagant parties that he watches from a room above. It turns out Gatsby yearns for a woman named Daisy, Carraway's cousin, whom he courted 5 years earlier as a poor soldier. Now she's married to the trust fund polo-playing philanderer Tom Buchanan, whose manse is directly across the water. In the movie, the camera hurtles across that water, it's all computer-generated, to the Buchanan's place, instantly traversing a gap that I think should stay fixed. But it's hard for a director like Luhrmann to capture the notion of longing to be somewhere you can't be. He's not that spiritual. Leonardo DiCaprio embodies that longing, though. The performance is broad, and he's more tan and healthy than I imagine the character. But that works here. His Gatsby is still glowing with youthful dreams. He feigns an upper-class accent in the sincere conviction he can rise in society. It's easy to believe he thinks that with his new wealth he can vanquish time. He finally meets Daisy, played by Carey Mulligan, in a touching scene in Nick's house, and for a while it looks as if he'll win her back. But later, in a tense scene in the Plaza Hotel, he has to overcome the bull that is Joel Edgerton's Tom Buchanan.
I want to ask Mr. Gatsby one more question.
Oh, please, please, go on, Mr. Buchanan, go on.
What kind of a row? Are you trying to cause in my house anyhow?
He isn't causing a row. You're causing a row. Please have a little self-control.
Self-control? Oh, I suppose the latest thing is to sit back and let Mr. Nobody from nowhere make love to your wife. Well, if that's the idea, you can count me out. See, nowadays, people begin by sneering at family life and family institutions.
Your wife doesn't love you.
She never loved you. You see, she loves me.
You must be crazy.
No, old spore. No, you see, she never loved you.
The Australian Edgerton is a fine, subtle actor, but his Tom has few grace notes, and most of the other actors are equally over the top, the exceptions being the Indian actor Amitabh Bachchanan as the gangster Meyer Wolfsheim, and an Australian actress named Elizabeth Debicki, who's an archetypal New Yorker flapper cartoon brought to vivid life. Debicki pretty much upstages the Daisy of Carrie Mulligan, an excellent actress who doesn't pop out of the screen the way you'd hope from this most tantalizing of all American literature's objects of desire. But I suspect none of us would agree on the ideal Daisy. You can find fault with every scene in The Great Gatsby, but Fitzgerald does come through. Lerman throws money at the screen in a way that's positively Gatsby-like. He wallops you intentionally and unintentionally with the theme of prodigal waste. The montages are ham-handed, but the anti-realism brings to mind the great unfettered imagery of silent film, as opposed to the usual stultifying reverence reserved for literary classics on screen. The anachronistic music by the likes of Jay-Z adds to the exuberant artificiality. Think of this Gatsby as a film opera, and it won't seem so terrible. It's not the novel, but it's bracingly novel.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. And follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Fred Snyder, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Herzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Nell Beschenstein is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.
And stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling, my pride is the one to blame. 'Cause I know I don't understand just how your love is doing.